Towson University's College of Fine Arts and Communication and Department of Dance presents Ailey 2, Alvin Ailey's American Dance Theater. Two performances Saturday, September 15th at 2 and 7:30 p.m. in Stevens Hall Theater on the Towson campus. With me in the studio to talk about the performance is Linda Denise Fisher-Harrell, who is an assistant professor of dance at Towson. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about the history of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. The company, when was it founded?
It was founded in 1958 by Mr. Alvin Ailey.
And what was his mission in founding this company?
Well, you know, you have to know the time. In 1958, there really weren't a lot of places for African-American people to dance. And mm-hmm. so he had a choreographic vision, and he really wanted to see Black bodies moving. He really wanted to make his mark of showing the Black body and the African-American experience in modern dance. He really wanted to forge a place for that, and that's exactly what he did.
And how does Ailey 2 differ from the original company?
Ailey 2 is the junior company. I tell my husband it's like the minor leagues versus the major leagues. They're a younger company, a little bit more vibrant. They're fresh out of high school and in college. So they're the junior company. The next step for them would be to be in the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
And you have a history with Ailey, haven't you?
I do. For 13 years, I was a principal dancer with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
So let's talk about this program, Saturday, September 15th. What are some of the pieces?
Well, for the matinee, they will be performing Shards by Donald Byrd, Takadami by the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater's new artistic director, Robert Battle, Splendid Isolation by Jessica Lange, Das Cognito by Robert Moses, and one of my favorite pieces is Ailey Highlights, which is a compilation. If you don't know Mr. Ailey's work, you kind of want to go see Ailey Highlights. It's like little highlights from about six of his ballets all into one piece.
So his pieces are, at least some of them, are considered ballets.
Yes, he considered his pieces ballets. He always called his pieces ballets. Just because you're not on pointe shoes or wearing a tutu, they're dances. So
right.
he called them ballets. And in the second performance, which is at 7:30, they'll be performing Shards again and Echoes by Thang Dao, and also the classic Alvin Ailey piece, Revelations.
So besides ballet and what we think of as quote-unquote modern dance, are there other styles that people might see at these performances incorporated?
Well, incorporated, yes. The Ailey legacy is, you know, he wanted to show that his dancers could do anything. So you might see just about anything on that stage.
Sounds great. What's the costuming like?
Beautiful silks and taffetas and beautiful makeup. Great theatrical scenery with the Ailey Company, both in Ailey 2 and the first company.
This is Ailey 2, Alvin Ailey's American Dance Theater. Two performances, Saturday, September 15th at 2 and 7:30 p.m. in Stevens Hall Theater on the Towson University campus. Linda, what's the phone number and website, please, for more information?
For more information, you can call 410-704-2787 and contact www.towson.edu/artscalendar.
With me in the studio, Linda Denise Fisher-Harrell, Assistant Professor of Dance Department at Towson University. We've been talking about Ailey 2, Alvin Ailey's American Dance Theater, performing at Towson Saturday, September 15th. Linda, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.